Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I ain't got too much to say, but y'all make sure y'all bring that same energy out here next week and the week after. We going to the Super Bowl, and we going to win that bitch. We going to win that bitch.
Who win it now?
At approximately 45 seconds after that was uttered, people from the Jaguars started to say, no. Ultimate respect for the Patriots. Don't.
We're going to win that bitch.
No. We're not looking past anybody. Greetings and all our respect and love in the world to the Patriots. They're the best.
Where did he go to school?
Oh, hey, FSU.
That's right.
Dion.
Is that Ivy League?
I don't know. He says something else there at the end. Something like, people keep saying he said Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl! So, he loves Kumho tires, I think. So, if you're looking for a great set of new Kumho tires, visit KumhoUSA.com.
Kumho!
Kumho! What kind of tires do you drive, Ramsey? What kind of tires?
Kumho!
Kumho? Who's Kumho?
That's not Super Bowl. He's not saying Super Bowl.
What are the favorite wrestling matches you like?
Sumo!
What kind of wrestling matches do you like to watch? Maybe it's sumo. I don't know.
I think he's saying do more. He's like, we've got more to do.
Do more.
That's like they're not done.
That's
or
right.
One more.
One more.
Do more.
I think it's do more. Yeah, that's it. All right. That mystery's solved.
Good talker.
What else we got? We got a team that we're sitting here looking at right now. Zoe.
Well, where are they?
What are we watching this week? Are we watching the end? Are we watching the last run? Are we watching the beginning of the end? Are we watching a continuation? And it's obnoxious, and it really is. You can understand why fans around the country hate this team. Just watching more of the same, and they'll do it again next year, and the year after that.
My kids are...
What are we watching?
My youngest is 8, and he tells me this just this week. I want to go to the game this week, because I know you're going to go to the Super Bowl, and you go away for a long time. He's 8. That resonates in his head that he is trained as an 8-year-old. The dad is going to go away for 8 days to the Super Bowl. And the guy that dad works with, Hardy, will go away for 10, because he's going to go on the mush to Minneapolis on a dog sled with no gloves. See, but you laugh, but people around the country don't get that. Our kids are used to these sports teams winning and doing nothing but winning and contending for a championship. So he already realizes at the young age of 8, as he makes a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and plays Minecraft and went to the trampoline park yesterday, that I'm going to go away for 8 days. Because that's what he's conditioned to do as an 8-year-old. During football, dad goes away because they go to Super Bowl. That's going to stop at some point, people. Is this the last one? My guy Jim Lau said, you know what he did last year when he went? He sucked it all in. He enjoyed it. Jim sucks everything in because he eats and he drinks everything. But he said, I'm going to enjoy this because this might be the last.
So every night you said, do you want to go? Yes. Yep, I'm going here. I'm going out. I went out every night.
He turned nothing down. You ate well that week, man. Jim was drinking shots down an ice luge at a sax party. And then you go, boss, did I take you, Barstool?
Yeah, it was a Barstool. You got us in the VIP area.
That's a bad night.
We had no business being in there, but we were there.
Another announcement. There's another one in Minneapolis. Dave announced the location of that. Can't wait for that one.
But if you behave like that, at some point, you're not going to be able to fool yourself anymore. So forget about the actual...
We're right back at this again. We're back in it.
Well, forget about the actual experience of it. As you're watching it this week, is there anything in the back of your mind telling you... You really need to savor this one because...
I want fans to tell me that because you got a guy coming in here in 45 minutes and thinks it's another tomato can round of Dan Shaughnessy. That guy. I want some anti-Shaughnessy calls today.
Well, not only that, but if you do feel like you're watching somehow something like toward the end, why? What is it because Patricia's leaving? Really? I like Matt Patricia. I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he's going to do a good job at Detroit if that's, in fact, where he ends up. I think Josh McDaniels has proven himself time and time again to be an invaluable part of this offense. Are they irreplaceable? No.
I don't know.
You got Tom Brady still playing at a high level. You got Coach Belichick. Oh, is he off to the Giants? I don't think so.
I mean, we thought...
I think you've got the... I think you have... that. We talk about the triumvirate, the three people in place of ownership, coach, and quarterback, and they're all back next year. And I am done. I am out of the business of predicting the demise of Tom Brady. I won't do it. So, if you do think that you're watching a last go-round here, why? You got to tell me why.
I mean, Romeo and Charlie left, and we thought, you know, they were going to be they weren't going to be irreplaceable. And it's taken over a decade to get back and win Super Bowls. This coach, this quarterback, aren't going to play for another and coach for another 10 years.
All right, so let's get rolling with that.
Before you go, we're getting a million phone calls. It's like we're giving away tickets or something.
What?
Duval County, that's their hashtag for Jacksonville. That's what he's yelling, Duval.
Can we hear it? Again,
even
please?
Shaughnessy called in to tell us that.
No.
Just tell him don't come in today.
Duval.
Got it. Thank you.
I'm going with Dumore. CBS Sports
Duval!
Minute. I will do more.
I like Kumo. Kumo Tars.
After Boomer Esiason explains how one athlete sparked fears of a player's revolt.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Tom at the front. There's been a lot of negativity in the press the last couple of weeks, a lot of it personally at you. Does a performance like that as a team?
No.
For you personally, with a performance like that, do you think it kind of silences the critics? Do you get a bit of satisfaction, like a little bit of a F you to the haters?
You know what? I have so... No. You know, I've been around long enough, so 18 years. There's been so many nice things said about me. It just goes with the territory, so... I just try to be consistent, show up and do the best I can do every week for the team, and regardless of whether I'm the worst quarterback in the league or the best quarterback in the league or somewhere in between, it's just my job is to do the best I can do for us every week. So it was a good team win today, and we're going to need another one next week. Whoever we play is going to be a great team.
Does Jim have the ass today, or is he just being Jim?
Jim's being a dick today.
Not really.
Stop making plans for Minnesota, everybody. Just let's get through the game first,
disease.
Please.
I stepped on something and cut my foot. It got infected bad.
I agree that the planning for Minnesota is...
I shut it down.
It's
I'm not doing the Paisley Park thing right now.
Well, you're basically doing the same thing, Hardy, though.
What am I doing?
Whoa.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
No. Your question before was, what are we watching at this point? Do you think it's the last go around? And you're the one who ran around like a kid in his one and only trip to Disney World last year, wanting to see everything, wanting to do everything because you thought this was finally it. I had no indication that last year was it. I didn't think Tom Brady was going to hang it up. Pretty well in the belief that Bill Belichick is still signed on. The Crafts weren't going to sell the team, so I did not in any way believe that last year was the last year. And by what I've seen so far this year, what reason have they given me to believe that this is the last go-round? Other than, and you can't say it can't last forever because that's obvious, but if you're not in the business...
So I can't say the obvious thing?
Well, the obvious thing would be if it's 3 years later and no quarterback has ever played the position at that age and he's falling off. But the fact is, he's not falling off.
We're Super Bowl next year.
And the coach is still in place and the ownership is still there. And once again, they've succeeded without... Last year, they did it without Rob Gronkowski. This year, they're doing it without Julian Edelman. And to me, it's just it's looking at the things in front of me. Here's a team who is once again going to their seventh straight AFC championship.
No Hightower.
In a walk. It was an absolute cakewalk in the divisional round.
Yeah, they were down 7-0. And they flipped the switch.
Please. That was the biggest blowout of a 35-14 game I've ever seen.
Jim, you said we had a ton of calls on this Duval County thing. How do people even know that? Like, I learned that today. I learned something today.
I don't know.
Duval County. Like, so people really go to Jacksonville. Eesh.
Even Shaughnessy knew.
It's impressive. I would have no way of knowing that. No, Jim, I do not feel that you need to walk around with a sense of wonder and awe, because this is probably going to be the last time.
I think people should soak it in and appreciate what's going on instead of taking it for granted like we have the past 5 years.
I agree with him.
Everyone just takes it for granted every year. Patriots fans take things for granted. And then if they lose, they come out and blast everybody. Everyone was booking trips to the Super Bowl when they lost in Denver 2 years ago when Peyton Manning was old and gray. Remember that?
Yeah.
Everyone was booking trips. Everyone had everything. Zoe just said it during the crossover. Beetle had tickets to Alcatraz for everyone.
Oh, God.
Oh, Edelman's back. Because Edelman looked so good in that Kansas City game. Everyone thought, oh, he's back. They're going to win. They're going to roll.
Gambled on health.
But you talk about like going to the Super Bowl. And I understand going to the Super Bowl should be a special thing. But for most fans, just making it this far in the postseason would be enough. And you're going to have to reset your expectations at some point. But you're not there yet. You're just not there yet. Your expectations should remain the same.
You just never know when it's going to happen. That's why I say just enjoy it now, just in case it gets wiped out from underneath you.
Did you feel that way? Now, look, you're not a huge golf fan. Did you feel that way about Tiger Woods after he was winning major after major and he was like, wow, you better enjoy this because this can't continue?
No, but how old was he when he got into his issues?
Doesn't matter. He was defying.
No, it does matter. That's the point. They don't have Garoppolo anymore. They don't have the next guy.
He was defying expectation.
They don't find him. Got better.
And though some golfers hit their peak in their 30s, a lot of them do. For Tiger, it was obviously much sooner than that. I mean, you don't talk about this with other teams or with other individuals in other sports. You just accept it as it goes without having to walk around, making a scrapbook about everything.
Well, what's nice is we could potentially go to Atlanta next year for a Super Bowl and then Miami after that. So the next two ones line up to be pretty nice ones.
See? And I'm not telling you to book your tickets, but I'm also not recommending that you walk around and appreciate every day like it's your last. You should be living your whole life that way, Jim.
I'm taking the Beatle mantra. Problem. After Beatle's accident, I'm reconsidering things.
Where's Beatle?
Probably at church.
Buying a new truck. They're trying to fix this.
See, Jim,
we're going to get a new roof and weld it on.
Stop. See, Jim, you're adopting the Ogmandino quote, and I just looked it up. The one that says, beginning today, you treat everybody you meet as if they're going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, understanding you can muster, and with no thought of any reward, your life will never be the same again. Praise him.
But if you treat everyone like it's their last day on earth, then wouldn't you just ignore them because they can not do anything for you?
Right.
So, like, literally, if you were walking around and you treated everyone like it was their last day on earth.
If it was the last day, like, why would I want to waste any of my breath on Wallach?
No, but yeah, like anyone except for like family and like your very closest friends.
This quote is geared toward normal, well-adjusted people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So hey.
Wait a minute. So we're doing this like this is Hawaii now and the nuke thing happens?
That's how Jim wants us to treat this postseason.
Jim, you want to nuke the postseason.
I agree, Fred. It's impractical, and it's impractical to follow Jim's suggestion.
Well, Jim, you'd be a psychopath. So I go into a fast food restaurant, and I go, oh, hey. I would like, one of your chicken sandwiches, and then you go, you're doing a heck of a job. Can I just say that? You'd be institutionalized before dinner.
So if you
would you go to Chick-fil-A?
Well, whenever I'm in Tennessee.
It's a nice one in Dedham. It's a nice one in Dedham.
So, I'm not driving that far.
Jim treated last year's Super Bowl like it was the last one ever. It was the last one he's ever going to attend, and he went to every party.
Jim left the post-game party early.
He pulled every string he could muster to go to everything, experience everything.
Jim just got in and left. And okay, let's go home.
Walked around with wide-eyed, childlike wonder at it all.
I didn't go to bed for 4 days after that.
After or during that week?
After.
Because we have to.
I was the last one to leave the party.
Do you think Jim was acting like a psychopath last year? Because I kind of do, and he's going to do it again this year.
Wait,
if they go back.
What's going on around the Super Bowl the week before that's any fun?
Thank
Pro
you.
Bowl.
No, seriously, that while we're there, what happens that's so great? Well, I'm not invited to any of it.
NASA was fun for the first 3.5 hours.
Got to hang out with Zoe.
And then we got real hungry.
I know what I'm doing Friday night. That's all.
Zoe wouldn't hang out with us this last time. Zoe had no interest in hanging out
well,
with
you
us.
You guys, of course, had to stay a quarter of a block from your broadcast location and have a rental car at your dispense.
Rich rented the car. We didn't even use it.
Rich rented the car.
You know what? We're going to all rent cars. I'm going to rent 5 cars.
You can expense the car.
Wait, oh, really?
Yes, you can expense the automobile.
Well, actually, that has to be approved first, and we were not approved
well,
for that.
You're not drive time. See?
I know.
We are drive time, so we get better treatment. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm being serious.
Yeah. Right. No, because you're going to stay right next to where it's done, where we'll have to drive for 50 minutes.
But you understand why, because we go on the air at 5 in the morning.
Well, there's no traffic then. Yeah.
So you want me to have to get up like
I have to get up 3 or 4 or 5 hours prior to my show to make sure that my ass is picking up these other three that are staying in another hotel, and we're all stuffed in a Dodge Charger and Beatles driving like 90 miles an hour.
Why do you get a Charger?
I don't know why I got it, because it's fast and it's a nice car.
Oh, yeah, those real rental cars fly. They have a regulator on there that stops at about 50.
I think it would have been fine if you guys had either had the rental car, the SUV, or were 400 feet from Radio Row, but you didn't need both.
Well, really? I didn't need both?
Yeah. Which was clearly evident after rental car the entire week.
You're saying that it was robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're saying that there's just a certain amount of money.
I'm saying it was robbing us of a rental car so that you guys could have one that sat in the
hotel. Expense a rental car. We've never asked for permission before. We never have asked for permission before.
That's me, buddy. We just do it.
New ball game.
We just do it without asking.
Beasley will pay for the damn thing.
Beasley's so fired up right now.
They are?
You know where the other big sports station is? Philly.
This
could be a big one. Wow. This could be a big one for him. Big week.
All right. We got to let Wallach do his last headline so he can leave. And Fred,
sure.
Fred, you need to stay for one more second.
Yeah, Fred.
If you could, please.
Well, you know what?
On
I'm
going to
treat this day like it's my last in Amscray.
It's Fred's birthday. Happy birthday, Fred.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Have I mentioned it's my birthday today?
Wallach's last headline of the day. And then
hey, Mo.
We'll take your calls at 617-779-0985.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Bruins got goals from Zdeno Chara and Ryan Spooner, but they lost to Dallas 3-2 in overtime yesterday at TD Garden. David Backes' team got run over in the first 10 minutes, but then they had 14 straight shots of their own to get back into it.
14 shots in a row, great. I didn't know that happened, so you told me, but I think we got to continue with that. They get a shot, we can't give up momentum. We got to get back and get 14 more shots.
Bruins' next game is tomorrow night at TD Garden against Montreal. Patriots play Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Pats offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels will reportedly be hired as the new head coach in Indianapolis soon. Houston defensive coordinator Mike Vrabel is now the favorite to get the job in Tennessee. Stanford running back Bryce Love, the Heisman Trophy runner-up this season and projected first-round draft pick, is going back to school for his senior season. And the Celtics play New Orleans at TD Garden tonight. Sean Grandigan, Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Schultz Law. Attorney Mark Schultz has been protecting the rights of riders for over 20 years. 857-350-300 or schultzlaw.com. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Nick Cattles has your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak.
A little bit of badass, a little bit of salt and vinegar.
Bertrand.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What the hell is this?
Do we just let this ride for a while, or
what? Feldman back? What's worse, this or the DA Open?
old show, show.
You know, I fixed this. I shortened this open, by the way, which no one talks about. I shortened it a little bit. Because I heard Fred bitching about it. Your mic okay? Oh, see, it is the Nick Cattle Show. Hardy's mic is dead. It was meant to be, Jim Louth. You all right over there, Hardy? You fix it?
He's working on it.
It should be fine.
It's fine.
No, it's the Jones Open that really needs work.
The Adams Jones.
I think Jones. Wait. I think Jones needs work, not just the Open. Him as a human being, he needs work.
You guys are like McDonough and Gruden. You hate each other.
I heard you say that you believe Adam Jones has dicky qualities. So, is this true? You said he's not a dick. He has dicky qualities. Trying to figure out what that meant.
Smarmy, snarky.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's a lot of that.
Oh, pick the carcass. Pick the carcass. Hey, I gave him good content the other night. The Brandon Cook stuff.
How many times did you have that, Hardy, on Saturday night during the postgame?
And a lot of under the breath just mentions of like a name,
yep,
or you know a play or
yep,
and end zone play, or just Cooks,
just enough to try to get you going, just
right.
enough,
right? Or Bedard or whoever else was joining us, but no, we had a good time. So Nick Cattles is in now, and we are here taking your calls at 617-779-0985. Jim Louth, our producer, spent the entire last Super Bowl week in Houston walking around in wide-eyed wonder.
In a Brady shirt.
Soaking it all in because it could be the last one. He was wrong. Yet he says if they manage to win...
Well, they're not there yet. They could be the last
one. If they manage to win on Saturday, then everybody should take his advice and do it again.
Sunday.
Did it all for nothing last time.
I'm not saying wait till Sunday. I'm saying start now. Start today.
Okay. So walk around with wide-eyed wonder. And
enjoy the week. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the stuff.
You know what? You're right. Come down to CBSC tomorrow. We're going to be down there doing our show. You don't want that to be the last one.
So let's...
All right, I'm shocked coming from a Lions fan, by the way. And then Fred, a Jets fan, both shooting me down. When's the last time the Lions and the Jets were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, the answer would be never for the Lions. So.
Be like them apples.
I don't know. What is the point that you're making? What do the Lions have to do with it?
Just... You should appreciate the fact that we should just appreciate the fact that they're here every year.
I don't appreciate the fact that they're here. Well, I do appreciate it, but it's become expected. Just like I don't get all bent out of shape when the Lions screw the pooch or get screwed by an official and don't make the playoffs or lose a playoff game, because that's just what happens.
I do think people take this stuff for granted, though. I do. Like last Saturday against the Tennessee Titans, people just say, inferior competition. Well, you look around the rest of the NFL, you have mediocre teams beating good teams a lot, especially this season. So I do think the fact that you spotted them the first quarter on Saturday night and then blew the doors off of them on Saturday night from the second through the fourth quarter and just made it look that easy, there is something to be said not only about how they continue to win, but most of the time they make it look ridiculously easy. And I think this game on Sunday, maybe I'll end up being wrong, but I could see this game being competitive for the first 2.5, 3 quarters. And I could see a lot of Patriots fans out there freaking out if Brady's getting hit early and often. I don't think this Jacksonville Jaguars defense is sorry or is weak or is a defense that is just going to give up chunk play after chunk play. I think they're going to make the Patriots work on Sunday.
All right, let's get some calls here.
That was a lot of talking there.
Yeah, it's
solid 40 seconds.
I want to get to one call right off the top here. Lori in Mansfield. Go ahead.
Hi, Lori.
Lori, you're on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle and Nick in for me and Jim just being Jim.
All good information. How old is Jim?
Jim's really old now.
How old are you, Jim?
He's 36.
She wants to know. Stop eating almonds.
40.
Oh, 40. Sorry. So, he's 40.
You're really 40 now? Do you have a 40th birthday party?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, when are you getting invited?
Going on a trip.
All right. He's 40.
He's going to Punta Cana.
So he's old enough to remember the blackouts and the shovel out the stadium for your free seat and all that stuff. He remembers all that?
Sure. Yep. Jim's dad and uncle used to.
Season tickets, 1987.
Yeah, he used to stuff him in his ski suit with a beer and liquor.
That's brilliant. That's the reason I have a kid right there. So I think you're wrong. I don't think anyone's taking this for granted. It's our duty, I think, to drill it into the younger generation's heads that this is the good old days now, and it used to suck. I mean, my kids don't believe it when I say you couldn't watch the game on TV. Literally could not see the game.
It's a good point you bring up, too. Does Pittsburgh losing that game and not being ready and overlooking Jacksonville wake Patriots fans' asses up that you got an opponent coming in here?
Because everybody stamped this up as Pittsburgh, New England, part two. Hey, we didn't talk about it like Pittsburgh did, but we expected it, didn't we?
I wanted Pittsburgh. I would prefer Pittsburgh because they're beatable. But I just got to throw one more thing in before you cut me off. The Vikings, that you know that horn thing that they play? Yeah, you know what that is? It's the horn they play in the Planet of the Apes in the human chase scene, you know, when they're rounding them up, I swear.
I didn't see that movie.
You know what I'm talking about, that scene?
Yeah, I think that horn is utilized in a lot of different films.
Yeah, horn sucks.
And, you know, we've been derailed by so many things already in this show. I don't know if it's a wise idea to get me and Zoe both going on the number of films that use that type of horn.
A lot.
There's a lot. And
don't do that. Please don't do that. And don't do the stupid clapping your scod thing.
Skull. My mind is racing in so many different movie directions right now. It would be...
See a quarterback.
It'd be really
black
irresponsible to go down
number
that
seven,
route.
Chuck and Duck, and score. Please. Okay. Some guy named Thielen. Oh, my God. Don't do it. I'm not. It's Philly. Philly's winning that game. Okay. If there's a God, if there's a football God, Philly wins that game. Okay. How about that? Want to see Philly fans there. Because I don't want to see the stupid Minnesota people.
I think a hometown Super Bowl will be fun. It's another conversation. Let's do that next. Obviously, chances are you want the Patriots to win this weekend.
Yeah,
and
I kind of
do.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them.
Who do you want them to play?
Philly.
Okay.
Yeah. I want Patriots-Philly.
Nick will actually hold his answer until the other side because he's got a good radio sense. And everyone else we'll talk to, too. See what I'm saying?
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the day.
It's true.
98.5, the sports app.
Skol Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first down, then get a touchdown. Rock 'em, suck 'em. Fight, 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 fight. Go Vikings, run up the score. You'll hear us yell for more. Beat, fight, beat, fight, and shoot,
and score. No. No. I don't want a team with a matte finished helmet in a Super Bowl. Awful, awful helmet. No. Talking about helmets, my God, look what we're playing this week. The hell's that? You call that two-tone? Oh, God. We didn't even talk about Jacksonville's uniforms yet.
What if it's Jags-Vikings, though?
Huh. Didn't Volan Mittens tweet that the other day? That'd be a fun Super Bowl. Kind of neat. I go, leave Boston now. Really, just leave. Go away. It'd be a fun Super Bowl. Yeah, Bortles.
What do you call him?
Mittens.
Why?
I like the Mittens from like, he's like, who's the kid from my Christmas Story out there? And he goes, fat, all stuffed, and he's all howie, and he's all stuffed up. And
Randy?
Like, Randy.
You think Ben Volan looks
cankles.
Like Randy?
What those cankles? You see, he wears like Birkenstocks, barefoot, and like, you can't see his ankle bones. Just... Block legs. I don't know.
Mittens. Yeah. That's a great nickname.
Mittens.
All right. Let's get to some more calls here. We'll go to Fred in Derry, New Hampshire.
Hi, Fred.
Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. What's up, Fred?
Hey, happy birthday, Fred.
Yeah, he left.
Quick returns, Hardy. Hey, briefly, to appreciate, especially, you know, thinking about years going on, not to get too hokey here, but I remember in 84 to 86, kind of taking for granted the greatness I was seeing with the Celtics. And told myself after 87, I was really going to, the next team that came around, I was going to appreciate it. I've been doing that the last 15 years, 16 years with this team. I need to remember what Pat Riley once said about the few things coaches want to admit is that the ball can bounce the wrong way sometimes. You think of Buckner, and you know, you think of last Super Bowl we lost. It's just one last year, the comeback is fantastic, but it's all luck, ability, and persistence.
Yeah.
And
I think you're right, Fred. Thanks for the call. Jim, those are your people right there. You two can get together and talk
and
about
it. And Sosa, who shouted me out on Twitter.
Yeah, persistence and...
That's right.
Yeah, another spitfire. The three of you. That's a party. Fred from Derry, Jim Louth, and Bob Soucy.
And what was it, Lori that called earlier? Was it her?
Lori from Mansfield.
Lori was actually against you a little bit.
To teach the younger generation what it was like.
She was gearing up to lay into you a little bit. She thought you were younger than you are.
By the way, Volan, he tweeted out, pretty incredible. That's what the game would be. Be pretty incredible.
Pretty incredible.
Pretty a
Leave
Foles,
Boston now.
Just, a Foles versus Bortles would be pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's just, there's nothing there. There's nothing here for you.
Alex and Natick has something on the Tom Brady Tiger Woods comparison. What do you got, Alex?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just thought the Tiger Woods comparison was a little bit too much. I mean, no one saw that coming. And, you know, it's a single guy sport. And, you know, as much as I hate to say it,
they're not really athletes,
Jim, because I think we're kind of seeing the signs now. You know, Tom Brady is still Tom Brady. Decreasing a little bit. And, you know, most of our core guys are 30-plus besides Gronk and Hightower. And, you know, it's reasonable to think this could be the last one and to enjoy it now. And, you know, as much as I sometimes disagree with
They you, won without Gronkowski last year. And Tom Brady hasn't really fallen off. So tell me the reason you have to believe that this is it. This is the last one.
Just looking around. I mean,
what? Around. The sky?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good call.
My people.
Yeah. Warwick.
Look around. The hell?
New Hampshire. Warwick.
How's Brady been this year? MVP season?
He's been good. He hasn't fallen off.
Gronkowski. Yeah, he's getting old. Did they win it last year without Gronkowski?
40? Do you know Brady's 40?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, guys. Do you think Sunday's game could be a barometer in this thought?
No.
If Jacksonville...
No.
If Jacksonville...
I think this has the beginnings of a good question. Would you let him ask it, please?
Yeah, stop Adam Jonesing me. If you look at this Jacksonville defense, if they prove themselves to be good against the Patriots' offense, you can look at Jacksonville, say, they're a quarterback away. If they go out and get Kirk Cousins or someone who is at least an average to above average quarterback.
I think they are a quarterback.
Like, if the Jaguars make this a game on Sunday and they add a quarterback in the offseason,
you
could argue that could be the next team that will bother the Patriots.
Do you know the Titans beat the Jaguars twice this year?
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think Bortles
I also know that the Jaguars beat the Steelers twice this year.
I don't think Bortles is flat out.
He scored 10 points at home against Buffalo. At home.
What did I just say? If they add a quarterback with Blake Bortles as their quarterback, so yes. But if you add an above-average quarterback, with Leonard Fournette.
Hello there, Nick.
They're missing their best receiver in Allen Robinson. They're going to add through the draft. I think free agents will be more interested in them now that they got to the AFC Championship game. I just think if they play well against the Patriots defensively, I think you could look at them and say, hey, they add a quarterback. If Coughlin goes out there and does what we think he's going to do, improve the team, this Jaguars team might be one of those teams that could bother the Patriots.
Some other team rising to the level of the Patriots is different than the Patriots falling off.
True.
Those are two different conversations. True. That's a good point. And oh, by the way, I think Jacksonville can win this game on Sunday. I'm not saying they're going to win this Super Bowl and they're going to win it again next year. I'm just saying I don't see any signs of this team weakening. Not yet. I know it would make Jim happy to say, I agree with you, Jim. Let's take this in second by second the entire week. Let's just enjoy it all because this feels like the last one. It doesn't feel like the last one to me.
I think they're a massive alert down there. I think Jacksonville winning has thrown, I don't want to say this week into a tizzy, but they've immersed themselves in film because they know they got to get ready. This isn't Pittsburgh coming to town with their dumb head coach and their fat quarterback and their mouth-running safety. You kind of know what to do with them. You got to figure out a plan of attack here to get ready for this team coming in. And I think Jacksonville may have woken them up.
All right.
Can't come out flat in this one, buddy.
Dan Shaughnessy is going to be with us here right after Nick Cattles and his Hub headlines as we continue Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Frabeedle.